Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, we all remember when President Higgins was hospitalised back in late February. It was termed at the time that he had a mild transient weakness, and there was confusion then over what the mystery illness might have been. Well, yesterday President Higgins moved to clarify that. He gave details of suffering what he termed a mild stroke, and he gave that interview to Mark Paul, London correspondent with the Irish Times, and Mark is on the line now. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, Claire. How are you?
Very well. So President Higgins was there in Manchester. He was receiving an honorary doctorate, and you had a chance to chat to him before that event. So tell us a little bit about how he seemed and the details that he gave you on his mild stroke.
He was in good form. I mean, he was funny. He was chatty. But look, I think he was also quite keen to sort of put to bed questions around his health. And he kept telling me, you know, ask me anything you like, which I took as a license to ask him about his health. So what he told me was that he had a form of mild stroke, which affected him on his left hand side, has left him with some slight mobility issues. He said that his mobility is improving, and to prove that, he shot his left hand into the air like a left hook. And he said that it's also left him with some back problems, which he said he's going to get fixed in the next week or so. But generally, he said it didn't affect his cognitive abilities. And he was keen to stress that, and he held forth on really a wide range of issues in an hour-long interview with us, on everything from Manchester United to the relationship between the British Irish people. So he was in good form. I thought he was a little tired, perhaps, which you might expect. But look, the man was 83 last week.
Yeah. And obviously, having gone through this quite recently, it was great to see him there where he was, receiving his honorary doctorate, and is in good form, as you say. Now, interesting what he said about the warm relationship he has with King Charles, Britain's King Charles. They have had chats about their medical experiences.
That's right, yeah. He said he got a message from King Charles when King Charles heard that the president was coming to Manchester this week. But they had previously spoken on the phone at around about the time of the president's health difficulties. And of course, Prince Charles was being treated for cancer, which arose after he was treated for prostate issues. And they had a little joke about the pain of prostate issues and prostate operations. And it seems they have a very, very close relationship.
Mm-hmm.
King Charles had said, he said he wanted to respect his privacy, but he made clear that they have a very warm personal relationship, and he sees that as emblematic, I think, of the relationship between British and Irish people.
All right, well, listen, there's a little bit of breakup on your line, Mark, but I want to ask you about this other story that you're reporting about from Manchester as well. This really disturbing social media trend seems to be, as you say, in the northwest of England, young women on nights out filmed without their knowledge, without their consent. Then that footage is posted online. Now, there have been police complaints or complaints to police about this. So what is happening? What's going on?
Yeah, and look, I hope my line holds up here. It's basically a social media trend that has gripped Britain, which is centred in the northwest of England, around Manchester, where people, presumably men, are videoing women who are dressed up to the nines on nights out, and maybe after a couple of drinks, kind of walking or stumbling through the streets, and often, you know, wearing revealing or tight-fitting clothing, and then posting that online, and then it attracts a slew of highly sexualised comments from people. Now, I suppose it's a little bit difficult for the police to get involved, although the Greater Manchester Police have taken a real interest in this, because it's not actually illegal to film anybody on the street. I mean, you find these videos put up online under the headlines such as, you know, Manchester nightlife or maybe Liverpool nightlife. But clearly it's very upsetting and distressing for the young women involved, and a lot of complaints have been made to the police. They haven't caught anybody doing it yet, and it's unclear as to what they will be able to do if they do catch anybody. I suppose, you know, as I said, it isn't really illegal, but it's certainly a very dark and disturbing social media trend that for some reason is centred around the northwest of England, Manchester in particular, and one actual street on Manchester called Deansgate, where a lot of this seems to happen. It's where a lot of the clubs are and so on. And it's just a really, really unsettling thing that has attracted a lot of attention here.
So there's ambiguity around the legality of it, is there?
Yes, yes, it isn't against the law to film anybody in a public place without her consent. Now, where it may be a legal difficulty, the Greater Manchester Police are saying, is if it can be put under the category of stalking or harassment, or if it's a public order offence, which I guess, you know, if you have a camera shoved in somebody's face, maybe perhaps that might be a public order offence. But these things seem to be videoed surreptitiously. I mean, the BBC interviewed a young woman who was filmed without her knowledge, a young woman by the name of Meg, and she didn't know she'd been filmed. And The Guardian did an interview recently with a couple of people who didn't know they had been filmed at the time either. So it's been done on the sly in a very, very sneaky, but it's clearly sexually suggestive way. And it's become a big problem. And it's a bit of a problem as well, I think, for elements of the British tabloid press, because, of course, British tabloid newspapers have been doing stories on women on nights out for years and years on end, usually illustrated with photographs of them in various states of, you know, drunken half dress. Mm-hmm. So it's a very, very odd one for the British media, I think.
Yeah, you just wonder, you know, it must be so distressing for anyone to find these pictures, these videos of themselves or perhaps of their children, you know, of their daughters online when you're just scrolling through social media and there it is. I mean, it clearly has the potential to be a very big problem that's going to have to be grappled with both by the legal system and politically.
Yes, and there's another dimension to it too, which is a kind of an online stalking dimension, because a lot of the women who have come forward to make complaints about this say that they've actually found out about the videos by receiving anonymous messages and emails through social media pointing out the link to it, and they hadn't necessarily found it themselves. And that suggests that perhaps whoever is putting this up or people working with them are tracking or are actively going out to track these women down on social media, having identified them in videos and then tagging them on them. And then, of course, as you say, these things are up online forever. And, you know, I mean, young women or young men or anybody who goes out on the night out, you know, however they may choose to dress, that is up to them. But I don't think anybody expects people to be poring over this footage and looking at their bodies for months and years to come. Mm-hmm. And that's potentially what they've been left with.
Well, again, questions for the social media companies, you know, allowing these things to be published.
Yes, TikTok seems to be taking down a lot of these accounts. I think the social media companies and the British arms of them are very alive to the danger of this. TikTok in particular is where a lot of them have been published, is taking them down at a rate of knots. Instagram is another social media platform that has been particularly used. And there's a lot of these videos still available on YouTube. Now, I checked yesterday, and a lot of these videos are still up on X, formerly known as Twitter, which doesn't seem to have taken a lot of them down. But TikTok in particular has come out and said that, you know, in its words, misogyny is against its community guidelines and that it'll remove any of these videos and shut down the accounts posting them.
Mark, thank you very much. Mark Paul, their London correspondent with the Irish Times. Back after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.